This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump is invoking his special authority under the Defense Production Act to keep meat processing plants open. Some plants closed after becoming hotspots of infection. The recommended new safety procedures are not hard and fast rules. The Ag Department is requiring good faith efforts to comply. James McDonald is a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Maryland. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
Now, you've been inside some of these plants. You think it'll be a challenge to find ways to keep workers away from each other?
This is a very difficult situation for meatpacking plants, I think, more so than any other type of agriculture or food processing plant. They're very large. There's a lot of people in there. The way the processing lines are set up is people are really very close to one another. And it is going to be very difficult to enforce social distancing rules, I think, within those plants.
And I suppose companies can't actually force workers worried about getting sick to actually show up on the job.
No, they can't. And what's more, many of those workers actually are sick, which is why many of them are staying home.
Yeah. So that's going to be another challenge. And it's not just the plants closing, disrupting the meat supply, right? On the demand side, school lunch programs are closed down. Restaurants that normally would be bringing in a lot of meat products are closed.
Well, that's right. There's also what we would call a demand shock in that we're now buying almost all of our meat through supermarket chains. So we've had to shift a lot of meat, and that's probably more than half of beef, away from food service and restaurants and through supermarket chains. And that's a considerable amount of effort to repackage and recut that beef for the supermarket outlets.
We're already seeing this expressed in meat prices and some butcher sections of grocery stores looking a little bit thin.
Yes. In the last week or two, you've seen wholesale prices for meat rising fairly sharply. And I think we'll probably continue to see wholesale prices and ultimately retail prices going up for all kinds of meat products, but beef and pork in particular.
There's this difficult-to-face issue that because of these disruptions, you're going to have some meat processors having to, what do we say, put down their animals because they can't get them to market.
That's right. That's already happening. The term that's usually used is depopulation. Some animals at farms are being put down because the plants can't really handle them at the pace they're currently working at.
Sounds like could be millions of animals.
2 million in a recent story in Maryland and Delaware in the poultry production area there. Yeah.
All right. James McDonald is a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Maryland. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.